Hi, I'm Phil Nee, and here is a look at sports from Southwest Wisconsin. River Valley boys soccer team defeated Sparta last night by a final of 3-1. On the area soccer schedule tonight, Richland Center returns home to take on Platteville Lancaster in Southwest Wisconsin Conference action. It's varsity only kickoff time at 5 o'clock today. And Dodgeville Mineral Point travels to Prairie du Chien. Also on the high school sports activity schedule today, River Valley with a swim meet at Fort Atkinson. North Crawford hosts a large cross-country meet. Area schools involved include Kickapoo LaFarge and Riverdale in the running today. And it's a very big night for high school volleyball. In fact, we'll be on the air on WRCO tonight featuring Platteville at Richland Center. 7 o'clock start time for Spiker action. The Hornets trying to bounce back after a 3-2 loss to Dodgeville last Thursday night. That one tonight at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. Also, it will be Lancaster playing at River Valley, and Dodgeville is traveling to Prairie du Chien. Volleyball action from the Ridge and Valley. DeSoto travels to Weston. Ithaca at North Crawford. Kickapoo at Seneca. And LaFarge visits Wazika Steuben. Just a few high school events going on. Area high school football teams are preparing for weekend number 5 of the schedule. Some big games in the area on Friday night, including Platteville at Richland Center. And River Valley is doing battle at Lancaster. Cashton is at Ithaca. And also it will be River Ridge traveling to Riverdale among the area games coming up in Southwest Wisconsin this week. And speaking of high school football, last night in JV action, River Valley was a winner over Prairie du Chien. Final score was 52-6. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League last night. Series high, Quail Run Golf Links, 36-59. L&M Salvage, 3,508. And New York Life, 34-43. Team game honors went to Quail Run Golf Links at 12-35. L&M Salvage at 1,206. And Cardinal CG at 11-73. Top series, Terry Wheaton, 146 over average, with a 710. Trayton Shep with a 677. And also the third best series, Corey Davis, 110 over average and a 668. Individual top games, Trayton Shep, 258. Corey Davis and Travis Bushley each had 257s. Additional highlights, Jan Marie Davis bowled a 578 series, 158 over average. Gary Bushley bowled a 630 series, 114 over average. Jeremy Schultz with a 536, 110 over average. And Andre Jensen with a 572, 92 pins over average. The Milwaukee Brewers began a 3-game series at home against the LA Angels tonight. The Angels come in with a record of 69-81 and a fifth place currently in the AL West. The Brewers at 91-59, first in the National League Central. It looks like Freddy Peralta goes for win number 17 for the Brewers coming up this evening. Milwaukee is 5-5 in the last 10 games. They have outscored opponents by 9 runs during that stretch. The Angels are 3-7 in the last 10 games. Also in baseball news, it was the Cubs securing a win over Pittsburgh last night, 4-0 the final score. Atlanta 11, Washington 3, Cincinnati 11-6 over St. Louis, Arizona 8-1 winners against San Francisco, and Philadelphia claim victory. The Phillies clinched their second consecutive National League East title with a 6-5 victory in 10 innings over the Dodgers. This marks the earliest division clinch in franchise history, happening 2 days sooner than the 2011 team. The Phillies also scored a 90-win season for the third consecutive year. On Monday night, they overcame the Dodgers for their 9th win in 11 games. Despite injuries to key players like Zach Wheeler, Trey Turner, Alec Bohm, and the Phillies have ran away from the second-place Mets down the stretch and became the first division champion in the major leagues this season. Also, in the American League, the Twins were winners against the Yankees, 7-0, Toronto 2, Tampa Bay 1, Baltimore 4-1 over the White Sox, and Houston beat Texas 6-3. There were two Monday Night Football games last night. Justin Herbert passed for 242 yards and two touchdowns, leading the Chargers to a 20-9 victory over the Raiders. This win gave Los Angeles coach Jim Harbaugh a victory over rival Las Vegas coach Pete Carroll, who turned 74 on Monday. The Chargers lost defensive end Khalil Mack to a left elbow injury in the first quarter. Herbert also led the Chargers in rushing with 31 yards. Baker Mayfield led an 11-play, 80-yard drive, which capped off with a touchdown, and the Buccaneers rallied past the Houston Texans 20-19. Mayfield threw for 215 yards and two touchdowns for the Bucs, and his 15-yard scramble on 4th and 10 kept the game-winning drive alive. The Texans took a 19-14 lead on a 25-yard touchdown run by Nick Chubb with 2:10 remaining. The Bucs improved to 2-0, while the Texans fell to 0-2. Also in sport news from the state of Wisconsin scene, Wisconsin coach Luke Fickell says he's still uncertain whether quarterback Billy Edwards Jr. will get a chance to face his former team when the Badgers host Maryland. Edwards has missed Wisconsin's last two games after spraining his knee in the second quarter of a season-opening 17-0 victory over Miami of Ohio. Edwards transferred to Wisconsin after playing for Maryland 2022 through 24. He was Maryland's starting quarterback last season. Danny O'Neill has filled in as Wisconsin's starting quarterback since Edwards' injury. Fickell said center Jake Renfro's status for the Maryland game on Saturday is also uncertain. Badger defensive back Dizier Fourqueen will miss at least one more game. The NCAA asked the court to let it take another deposition in the case. Its attorneys have until this Friday to submit a reply. He is asking the judge for an injunction that would let him play. The main case has been delayed until February, so there will be no final decision until after the season. The Packers Commanders NFL game on Thursday Night Football set a new record for viewership. An average audience of 17.76 million watched the game on Amazon Prime. The Journal Sentinel reports the audience, as measured by Nielsen, peaked at 20.35 million viewers between 8:15 and 8:29 p.m. The record-breaking audience figures topped the previous mark, which was also for a Packers game last December when they played the Detroit Lions. Fox Sports baseball analyst Ken Rosenthal has apologized for a mishap after a Brewers-Cardinals game last weekend. Yahoo Sports reports that Rosenthal appeared to be angry when he accidentally knocked over Brewers team photographer Scott Paulus. Rosenthal was interviewing the star of the game, Andrew Monasterio, at the time. He says he was surprised that he looked so upset when he saw the video. Rosenthal has also apologized to Paulus. That's an update on sports today. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO.